You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's a new movement which is pressuring Congress to make laws to reduce the impact of climate change. Now, you remember FDR's New Deal, the huge job program during the Depression. This is called the Green New Deal. The group pushing for the Green New Deal is called the Sunrise Movement. One of the co-founders is Will Lawrence of Michigan. Welcome to Stateside, Will.
Thank you, Lester. It's great to be here.
So give us an outline. What is the Green New Deal? So
the Green New Deal is a plan to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs for people all across this country in the process. Key elements of a Green New Deal are to eliminate all greenhouse gases from our economy by 2030, to guarantee every person in this country a living wage job who wants to participate in that transition, and to do all this in a way that is restoring ownership and building wealth in communities of color, rural areas, and other disinvested communities who have been left behind in our current economy.
It all sounds great. It sounds really ambitious, but how would it actually work? How do you get Congress to move on something like that?
Well, we're not expecting to pass anything in the next 2 years. What we're making is an argument about the direction of this country and making the case that Congress people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the other 44 members of Congress who have backed this plan have a more compelling, more just, and more optimistic vision for the future of America than either the Republican Party or much of the Democratic establishment have on offer.
I wanted to ask you about that specifically because your group held a sit-in outside of Nancy Pelosi's office. How receptive have establishment Democrats been to real and substantive changes, laws regarding climate change?
Well, frankly, not very receptive at all, because we've seen that this crisis has intensified over the course of my entire lifetime. And some of these people have been in office my whole lifetime. And they haven't found a way to get it done. In our assessment, that's because they haven't really understood how severe of a crisis this is. And too many of them have been taking campaign contributions from the fossil fuel companies that are actually driving this crisis.
What kind of timeline are you talking about as far as, you know, of the seven demands that your group is making? Some of them are about completely converting to renewable energy, eliminating half the greenhouse gases emitted in the U.S. What kind of timeline?
Well, the critical thing is that we make a plan immediately and not leave a second to waste, because we have a window of opportunity. We know nothing is going to happen with GOP elites controlling the Senate and Trump in the White House. But the international climate scientists, the top scientists in the world, are telling us that we have only until 2030 to dramatically overhaul our economy in order to stop the worst of climate change. So we need to make a plan now and then be prepared to implement it beginning in 2021 as soon as we hope we claim the Senate and kick Donald Trump out of the Oval Office.
We're speaking to Will Lawrence of Sunrise Movement. As we said earlier, you're one of the co-founders of Sunrise Movement. How did that come about?
You know, I grew up here in Michigan in East Lansing, and then I went out of state for college. And in my college years, I became involved in the movement that was happening at the time to divest university endowments from fossil fuel companies. Again, for a long time, efforts on climate change have been really focused on reducing our individual consumption, driving less, recycling, and all of that is excellent and important. But we were saying at that time, look, these oil companies knew about climate change back in 1975, 15 years before I was even born. And rather than transitioning their business model to a more sustainable way of doing things, they actually invented climate denial by spending hundreds of millions of dollars on a misinformation campaign to cast doubt on the science about climate change. And this is why we're in the position we are now. So these companies, similar to the tobacco companies in previous decades, are bad social actors. And we cannot be doing business with them as institutions, but through investing in them and you know, just claim like it's business as usual. So I was involved in that effort around divestment. And then over the years, we built and trained a lot of young people through that effort, won a lot of divestment campaigns, and then moved on to, you know, what we hoped would be the next bigger, more powerful thing to actually take this fight to the political system. And that ended up becoming Sunrise, which we launched in April of 2017.
There are other climate change groups. I mean, Bill McKibben's got his 350.org. Why not just lend your efforts to something that's already established? Why do you think another climate change group was necessary?
Yeah, well, we love Bill. We love 350. We've worked closely with them over the years. And we just felt that looking around the landscape, nobody had the strategy for figuring out how to navigate in this new political environment that we find ourselves in. Early 2016, we were witnessing the rise of Donald Trump, the rise of Bernie Sanders as well, these sort of outsider candidates who, though with dramatically different value systems, were in some ways similar in the fact that they are speaking to the fact that the establishment leadership of both parties in Washington, D.C. have led us into a pretty dark place and aren't responding adequately to the challenges we face. So we're seeing these dramatic shifts in the political landscape. And around that time, early 2016, looking around the other groups, we felt like nobody was quite prepared to be able to navigate in this new political environment. And we believed that we could offer something unique.
This Green New Deal that Sunrise Movement supports would require massive energy, social, and economic change. Government generally reacts to crises. Climate change is really slowly creeping up on us, and a great number of the politicians don't see a crisis. What do you think you can do to get government to tackle something as big as the Green New Deal when some of them don't even believe yet in the science that shows greenhouse gases are being released and causing the globe to warm?
Yeah, well, let's be honest that these politicians don't feel the crisis because they're old and they're rich. They're not going to be here for the worst impacts, and they're wealthy enough to isolate themselves from the impacts that are already here. For young people and working class people around the country, the crisis is already here. We've seen this in storms in the Gulf South that have ravaged communities, in the fires that are now becoming a regular feature of every fall out west. And young people live with a cloud of anxiety over our lives because of the future we see developing for ourselves. And so the task here is to make our government a government for and by the people, which is what it's supposed to be. And if that means we, you know, get our message heard by the existing representatives, that's terrific. If they don't hear the message, we know that we need to organize to defeat them through the primary and general election process.
One of the new members of Congress, in fact, the youngest member of Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who you mentioned earlier, is actually a member of your group, has been working with you for a time. You said you've got 44 members of Congress who are supporting this idea of the Green New Deal. You've got 2 years, basically, to really get Congress to turn around if you want to hit the ground running, if there's a change in presidency. Can you make the convincing arguments that will get these folks thinking the way that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does?
I believe that we can. Change happens slow until it happens fast. And if you had told just about anybody 3 months ago that we would have 45 members of Congress backing elimination of all greenhouse gases by 2030 and a job guarantee program to guarantee every person in this country a living wage job to be part of building that transition, I mean, you would have laughed me out of the studio, right? But here we are now, and it's because we were able to organize and to make our voices heard in a savvy and smart way, and members of our generation are sharing the fear and the anger and the concern we have for our future and our political system, but also the hope we have that things can be different if we unite together. So our movement is always growing, and we've only scratched the surface of what we need to do. We're going to launch a, you know, wall-to-wall organizing plan over the next year to make sure that every single person in this country hears about the Green New Deal. And we know that when people hear about it, 80% of Americans support this plan, including 64% of registered Republicans. So we have a strong case. The people are behind this, and we just need to organize hard to make sure our politicians get the message.
Will Lawrence is a co-founder of the group Sunrise Movement, which is calling on Congress to create a Green New Deal to drastically cut the greenhouse gases causing climate change and create jobs. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester. It's been a pleasure.